Friday, August 22nd. This morning, I woke up to an empty suitcase. Well, almost empty. Brianna's teddy bear Hans and her princess sugar plum backpack were still in there, hogging up most of the space. I seriously considered tossing both into the Seine River that flows through the heart of Paris, but I'd probably get arrested for dumping garbage into a public waterway and end up missing my flight home. I was in the hotel lobby staring at the GPS on my phone and trying to figure out where to pick up my clothing order when Andre walked in through the hotel's front doors. "Bonjour, Nicole," he smiled. "What's up?" I was surprised to see him again until I remembered he's our new assistant intern. He's going to be hanging around quite a bit. "Bonjour, Andre," I blushed. For some strange reason, I always feel so mature whenever Andre calls me Nicole.
"Where are you off to this morning?" he asked.
There was no way I was going to tell him I had arrived in Paris with only a stupid teddy bear and backpack because my bratty little sister had stolen my entire wardrobe. Well, it's kind of a long story. I had an issue with my luggage, and now most of my clothing is missing, I explained.
"I'm so sorry to hear that, Nicole. An airline losing your luggage is the worst. But I am sure it will turn up. Is there anything I can do to help?" he asked.
"Actually, yes. I ordered some clothing from a local store, and I just need to go pick it up. Can you tell me the best way to get there?" I asked, showing him the map on my phone. Suddenly, Andre's face lit up.
"I know exactly where this place is. It's my sister's fave store. It is only a 10-minute taxi ride. Hey, why don't I just pick up your order for you?"
"Thanks for the offer, Andre. But if Victoria has you scheduled to work, I wouldn't want you running errands for me." The last thing I wanted was for him to get fired on his second day of work for goofing off. Although now that I think about it, the only thing Mackenzie does is goof off. But she has never gotten fired.
"Actually, I'm here this morning to have brunch with my godmother. She always complains that I never see her when I'm in the city," he explained.
"OMG, you actually have brunch with your godmother? That's adorable and so sweet of you," I giggled. Andre glanced around the lobby to make sure no one overheard me and rolled his eyes.
"Shh, let's keep that our little secret, okay? Just text me your order info. I'll pick it up and drop it by later," he said, glancing at his watch. "Well, I better get going. For every minute I'm late, my godmother makes me spend 5 minutes listening to boring stories about my childhood."
"She sounds quite charming," I smiled.
"Actually, she's stubborn and very particular. But she's my godmother, so I've learned to deal with her idiosyncrasies. Au revoir, Nicole."
Before I could say goodbye, Andre smiled, waved, and disappeared into the elevator. I really appreciated Andre's offer, but unfortunately, it made my life a lot more complicated. How? His godmother is the manager of our hotel, and apparently, she is allergic to plastic shopping bags.
"Absolutely not, Andre. I refuse to let you deliver anything to my hotel guests in those hideous plastic bags."
"No, these packages look so much nicer. Don't you agree, dear? Only the best for my guests."
I was in my room when there was a knock on my door. I assumed it was Andre returning with my clothing order, but I was wrong. It was Brandon. Squee!
"Hey, Nikki. I found a really cool place for us to hang out. It's two famous fountains called Fontaine de la Concorde. They're really beautiful, and I plan to take some photos. Hopefully Mackenzie or Victoria won't find us there," he joked.
"Perfect. I'd love to sketch those fountains," I said. Suddenly I noticed that Brandon was holding a box of chocolates and a mug that said, "I love Paris."
Oh, I picked these up on the way here. He smiled shyly. I hope you like them.
OMG, I could not believe Brandon had done that. But I wondered if he was giving them to me as just a good friend, or as more than a friend. Suddenly, there was another knock at the door.
Andre! Mon amour! For me?
OMG, are all of these mine?
Yes, Nicole, mon amour, for you.
One of those bellhop guys pushed a cart into my room that was loaded with beautiful gift boxes. I could not believe that each of my clothing items had been individually gift-wrapped and placed in a gorgeous box complete with a bow. I was very impressed. OMG! I probably had more presents than the number my entire family got on Christmas Day. But Brandon was not impressed. He seemed to be really irritated.
Not again, Brandon said, glaring at Andre.
Dude, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be somewhere else right now? Like in a basement somewhere, working on social media stuff?
Yes, I am doing my job, Andre shot back. And right now, it's helping Nicole.
Dude, her name is not Nicole.
Actually, it is, bro.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, you two, stop it. Right now, I yelled. Surprised, they both turned and stared at me.
He started it, they both said, pointing at each other. No, I didn't, they both muttered.
I couldn't believe those two were acting like spoiled toddlers again. I was not their babysitter. Now that I'd finally gotten my clothing issues sorted out, I was dying to see the city. Suddenly my phone dinged. It was a group text message from Victoria. She said we were having an emergency meeting in her room in 10 minutes.
Just great.
I turned my attention back to the guys. Brandon, thank you so much for the Paris mug and the chocolates. And Andre, thank you for your help. But we have a meeting with Victoria in 10 minutes, so we'd better get over there. Both guys said goodbye and left to get ready for the meeting with Victoria. Thank goodness I finally had my own clothing to wear. It was probably going to take an hour just to open all those boxes. I was really looking forward to it. Scooby! But the meeting with Victoria, not so much.